pale denial rocks Reds. Party faces tough fight with Jatupon jailed. The withdrawal of bail for former Pueytai MP and core red shirt leader Jatupon Prompan will deal a serious blow to the opposition party in the run-up to July elections. Several party members have agreed the party's election campaign will be tougher without Mr. Jatupon. We are at a disadvantage. There is no one better than Mr. Jatupon in communicating with red shirt supporters, said Paichit C. Warakan, a former MP for Nakhon Phnom. He said more bail revocations would hurt the party's election campaign. Chalun Yubamrung, a potential candidate in the list system, said the party campaign will be adversely affected. Mr. Jatupon is known for his rhetorical skills and ability to discuss political issues. That means more work for me, Mr. Chalun said. However, some former party MPs are hoping that the case would shore up the sympathy vote for the party. Those who are not red shirts may sympathize with us, said former MP for Bangkok Anudit Nakhontap. The withdrawal of bail for Mr. Jatupon and another red shirt, Nisit Singh Tuprai, is not expected to affect the planned rally on May 19th to mark the first anniversary of clashes between red shirt protesters and soldiers at Ratchaprasong intersection. Red shirt leaders have insisted that the rally is still on and urged supporters to remain calm and to not play into the government's hands. Wee Putalang Patanapumtai, a core member, said that revoking bail was an attempt to provoke red shirt supporters with the aim of preventing the election from taking place. Mr. Jatupon wants us to be calm. Any violence will play into their hands, he said. Mr. Wee Putalang said red shirt leaders would meet today and discuss their next move. According to the criminal court ruling, Mr. Jatupon and Mr. Nisit violated their bail conditions when they made remarks deemed offensive to the monarchy during the red shirt rally last month. The Department of Special Investigation sought to revoke bail for 9 red shirt leaders recently released from jail after being charged with terrorism stemming from the unrest in the capital in April and May last year. However, the court found there were no adequate grounds to withdraw bail from the other 7. The remarks of the 2 defendants may cause confusion and lead to chaos. Their acts were dangerous and a threat to national security, the court said. After the ruling, their lawyers submitted fresh bail applications for temporary release. The bail request was denied. Mr. Jatupon and Mr. Nisit were whisked off to Bangkok Remand Prison immediately after the criminal court revoked their bail to prevent a possible commotion. About 200 redshirt supporters showed up at the court to give their leaders moral support amid tight security. 6 companies of police from the Metropolitan Police Division 2 and a commando unit from the Crime Suppression Division were deployed. Some redshirt members gathered on the road, forcing the prison vehicle carrying Mr. Jatupon and Mr. Nisit to change the route. Bangkok Remand Prison was flooded with visitors yesterday, as the facility will be closed during the public holiday from May 13th to the 17th. The visit proceeded without any incidents. Several redshirt supporters wept and told Mr. Jatupon to fight on. The prison also intensified security around the facility with the deployment of 200 anti-riot police at the front gate, as red shirts swarmed the facility. Once inside, Mr. Jatupon wore a blue t-shirt, not brown prison clothes prepared by the prison. Prison commander Sopon Titi Tamprook said Mr. Jatupon seemed to be tense. He was detained before, but it was for a couple of days. This time it is not known how long he's going to stay, he said.